Police, Chicago 12-year-old among juveniles accused in robbery. By Amy Furr on July 26, 2024. A 12-year-old boy was involved in the robbery of a 48-year-old man early Thursday in Chicago, Illinois, police said. He was among a group of three other juveniles accused of robbing the victim near the University of Illinois Chicago UIC campus, CWV Chicago reported Thursday. When the incident happened in the 1200 block of South Halsted, the boys reportedly implied they had a gun. Law enforcement officers located the group several blocks away from the scene. Once the victim confirmed they were the suspects, officers arrested the juveniles. In addition to the 12-year-old, a 13-year-old boy and two 15-year-old boys are charged with aggravated robbery. The 13-year-old was carrying a fake handgun, police said. All of the boys were released to their parents from the police station, the outlet said. Social media users shared their thoughts on the case, one person writing, "Their parents should be charged. If you have kids, it's your responsibility to take care of them until they are 18 years old. If you're irresponsible, you should face jail time or a fine. Parents will only step in if it affects them as well. When you've offloaded parenting to the government, this is what happens," another user commented. In another situation involving a juvenile in Chicago, a 14-year-old boy was accused of taking part in a crime spree while hanging out with a group that targeted several individuals, Breitbart News reported July 19. The group is accused of carjacking and robbing four people on West Irving Park. And the 14-year-old was also accused of playing a role in trying to carjack a woman in June and later stealing a car. In March 2023, a 17-year-old Chicagoan was arrested on hijacking and kidnapping charges after allegedly hitting a police vehicle, per Breitbart News. On July 15, the outlet reported that at least 36 people were shot and six of them died over that weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's, D, Chicago. Watch, Chicago mayor on increase in most violent crime, reparations money will help.